I am Leonard Whitbey, and it's Thursday, December 19, and here's your news at 8 a.m. Windhoek hosted the 11th session of the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services. The launch of the Nexus report marked a major milestone examining the links between biodiversity, water, food, health, and climate change. Here's Dr. Peter Cunningham, an ecologist.
What is quite interesting in the report is the visionary aspect that they're thinking to look forward in time, what potentially is going to happen on Earth if we just do business as usual, and we have climate change taking place and global warming taking place at the rate it is, and it doesn't look good. Actually, it looks very bleak for humans on Earth. It's nice to have all these reports, it's nice to do all the science, but at some stage politicians and decision makers are going to have to take the bull by the horns and to do something about it. So the time for talking is over in my view, and we have to start acting. It's a scary report to read. If you read this, you think, oh my goodness, we are doomed, and we certainly are if we're not going to do something about this.
Xinfeng Investments is facing legal action for mining lithium without proper authorization in Uis. The company was found using an exploration license for mining during a surprise inspection. Anna Salkius is from the Ministry of Mines and Energy.
The violation warrants an investigation by law enforcement. The mining commissioner has reported to and opened a case of the illegal mining to the Namibian police force, and investigations are underway. At the same time, the ministry has already invoked some of the penalty measures provided for in terms of Section 3, Subsection 1 of the Minerals Prospecting and Mining Act, which deals with the conduct of unauthorized mining activities pending the conclusion of the investigations.
South Africa's Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Blade Zimande, says 2025 promises to be another great year for advancing science and technology. The ministry's spokesperson, Veli Mbela, says the department recently adopted an overarching mantra, placing science, technology and innovation at the center of government, education, society and industry.
We will continue focusing on the following strategic priorities. Continue with driving targeted research and development of emerging technologies and its diffusion into key economic sectors such as energy, agriculture, mining, health, and the circular and digital economies.
Raila Odinga from Kenya, Mahmoud Ali Yusuf from Djibouti, and Richard Randria Mandrato from Madagascar outlined their visions in a historic debate for the African Union Commission chair elections. Broadcast from AU headquarters in Addis Ababa, the debate held on December 13th addressed security, economic integration and AU reforms. According to DWTV, this marks a significant step towards transparency in the election process. Internationally, a patient in the U.S. state of Louisiana has been hospitalized with the H5N1 bird flu virus. It's the country's first severe case and the first known case stemming from a non-commercial poultry flock. Ira Spitzer is our reporter.
Officials with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the Louisiana patient had been exposed to sick or dead birds in a backyard flock. There have been over 60 reported human cases of bird flu in the U.S. since April, the vast majority of those among dairy and poultry workers. The agency urged anyone with exposure to birds, such as those with backyard chicken flocks, to take precautions. Bird flu has been linked with severe human illness and death in other countries. However, there's been no documented spread of the virus from person to person, and U.S. health officials believe the risk to the general public is low. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.